preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Jensen Arms takes this special time to salute the men and women in uniform who have answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve, as they have fought hard to restore peace around the world. American troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. This message is sponsored by Jensen Arms, where they're working proudly with this station to bring you this important message. That's Jensen Arms, who says keep your radio tuned right here.
Network, you get on the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And our guest this morning, Catherine Albeck, and she's going to be talking about this recent United States Supreme Court decision of the very, very few where they seem to pretend to adhere to the Constitution, which is going to limit the ability of the government to go over our cell phones, certainly, and monitor all of our cell phone transmissions. But Kathleen, why don't you introduce yourself, tell our listeners about your concern and why you feel this this Supreme Court decision is important.
Well, hello, Dr. Stan. It's great to be with you on this program. I'm Dr. Catherine Albrecht. I have a doctorate from Harvard University in instructional technology and consumer education. I've been doing privacy things for years, working since 1999 on, trying to wake the public up and make people aware about the issues of privacy invasion, especially by the government, but also by corporations and marketers, because they collect it first, and then it winds up in the hands of the government eventually anyway, and having private corporations collect our data means that the government can grab our stuff without running afoul of that Fourth Amendment. So this Supreme Court case, I have to say, Dr. Stan, was one of the big pieces of good news last week that had a lot of us privacy folks really excited. The Supreme Court for the last couple of decades has actually been ruling against people and ruling for the police state, Big Brother, the government, ruling on behalf of law enforcement agencies on everything from traffic stops and blockades to make sure that people show their ID to show that they're truly American citizens, or make sure roll down their window and prove that they haven't been drinking, et cetera. So there have been some pretty unpleasant decisions by the Supreme Court, and I think a lot of us had maybe even lost hope or were feeling pessimistic that the courts were going to protect us at all. And there have been two rulings, one in 2012 on GPS tracking devices, and then this one that just happened this past week on cell phones and searches that really make me think that perhaps the Supreme Court is getting a little whiff of the way the wind is blowing right now, that people are getting very, very tired of the government invading their privacy and making some pretty good decisions.
Well, I certainly concur that this is an excellent decision, but so many of the decisions are so bad, Kathleen, and this is the thing that really bothers me, is that consistently the Supreme Court, almost consistently, and then all of a sudden they come up with a good decision, and we're just so happy to see one good decision, and then we see all these other bad decisions.
Yeah, it's true. Anyone who's been victimized or abused, it's like, wow, he didn't hit me today. know, I think there's an element of that that we have become, I think, very accustomed to having the government make the wrong sorts of decisions when it comes to our liberties, our privacy, our independence, our rights. And I absolutely agree with you that when things go our way, sometimes we are over enthusiastic about having things be the way they really should be when the majority of the time they're not. Let me talk a little bit about these two recent decisions, though, because I think this one on cell phones was interesting, especially because it was a unanimous vote. And typically the Supreme Court is divided. There's usually a majority opinion and a minority opinion. And sometimes those votes are very, very close in one direction or another. But in this case, we had all Supreme Court justices voting unanimously that the police do not have the right to search your cell phone if they stop you. And now let me put a little bit of information around this so people understand the implications and the meaning of this ruling. So back in 1973, before we had cell phones or even, we didn't even have Walkmans back then. There were really no electronic devices that you would carry around with you. Back in 1973, there was a case where a man was arrested by the police, and in the course of booking him, they went through his pockets, they took out a package of cigarettes that he had in his pocket, and they searched through the package of cigarettes, and they found some additional things that they could use to charge him with even more crimes. He sued there were appeals all the way up to the Supreme Court, and in the Supreme Court ruling of 1973, the Supreme Court said that they ruled in favor of the police, and they said that the police can go through your pockets and look at anything that's in your pockets. And the reason that they should be able to do that is because you might have a razor in your pocket, you might have a gun or a knife, you might have drugs, you might have something that shouldn't be taken into the prison or into the squad car. And so the Supreme Court, I think fairly reasonably, said if you've been arrested and you've been handcuffed or put into a squad car, they can remove the objects from your pocket. So that was the 1973 decision. Now, where this gets kind of interesting is you fast forward 40 years, and we're now living in a time when the things in your pockets aren't just cigarettes and keys and lighters and whatever else, but actually these very sophisticated, information-dense computers that we carry around with us called smartphones. The Supreme Court noted in its decision that 90% of Americans have a cell phone today. The majority of those are smartphones, that the smartphones contain huge amounts of data. They also noted that 75% of Americans are rarely more than 5 feet away from their phone at any given time. And one of the things I thought was kind of funny, Justice John Roberts said in his ruling or in his write-up, he said, you know, the proverbial visitor from Mars, if they came to the U.S. and looked around, might even conclude that the cell phones are an actual part of human anatomy. That's how often we're seen with them attached to our bodies. So the cell phone has become kind of this ubiquitous item that everybody carries and uses, and it has immense amounts of information. So this case centered on two people who had been arrested, two totally separate people, one in California and the other one, I don't remember where he was, but that was a federal case. So two people arrested. In the course, one of them was just a traffic stop. But as they were being arrested, the cops went through their pockets as they can, according to the 1973 Supreme Court ruling, took the things out of their pockets. One of them was a smartphone in each case. And then they downloaded all the information from the smartphone, texts, emails, contact lists, photographs, videos, you name it, calendar entries, GPS coordinate history. So they grabbed all this additional information. And in both cases, that additional information led them to find completely unrelated crimes that these people had committed or were accused of committing. And they then booked them for these secondary crimes. Now, the reason this is important is because there's so many aspects to this legally that are fascinating. But I guess the key one is that if you're arrested for one crime, then without a warrant, they can't just go rifling through your stuff. So this was really about an issue of warrants.
Hold on, Kathleen. We'll be right back.
Here.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Hydro Resources Rocky Mountain offers their heartfelt thanks to the courageous men and women who made the ultimate sacrifice to secure the blessings of freedom we enjoy here at home. Prayers of strength to those still in harm's way, and here's to a safe and speedy return home. That important reminder brought to you by John Taylor and the family and staff at Hydro Resources Rocky Mountain at 13027 County Road in Fort Lupton. For more information, call them at 303-857-4171. That's 303-857-4171 for Hydro Resources Rocky Mountain. Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world, from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Well, Dr. Chan, I guess this morning, for those of you who don't listen to our all of our other programs, Kathleen is a regular guest on at least once a month on our afternoon program. But it's always good to have her on our other programs as well. So we're certainly going into the background of the Supreme Court decision that now has said, the fact that the police actually were searching the cell phones and in the process of searching cell phones were able to come across other crimes that had or were planned to be committed, and it was unconstitutional. So pick up the story from there.
Yeah, so the idea here is the plaintiffs in this case, the accused who had had their cell phones rifled through, they sued and said, this is illegal, it's unconstitutional, you're violating my Fourth Amendment right to be free from unreasonable search and seizure by the government, rifling around my private affairs and effects without a warrant and probable cause. So that went to the Supreme Court. The police argued that it was a safety issue, and this was the flimsiest of arguments. They said, we need to go through their pockets to make sure that we're safe, and if we find a cell phone, we need to go through the cell phone to make sure that this guy's buddies aren't planning to show up and ambush us. So that's why we have to read all of the messages and texting and emails. which is just a nonsense argument. If you're busted for a traffic stop or arrested during a drug deal, the police do not have to go through your cell phone to make sure that they are personally safe from physical harm at that moment in time. This is just a nonsense argument. Now, the courts agreed, the Supreme Court agreed completely and entirely that there is no immediate safety impact of the contents of an accused person's or an arrested person's cell phone. So the news and the very good ruling that they came out with is they said, if you arrest a suspect, cops, no matter where you are in the United States of America, you can look at the cell phone, you can make sure that it's not doubling as a weapon or have a hidden knife in it or something, but you cannot download its contents. And if you want to do that, you're going to have to go to a judge and say that you have probable cause to believe that there is criminal content on that phone, and you have to get a warrant. Now, I want to say a couple of things to listeners out there, because, of course, whenever these news stories break, the first thing we all think is, well, how does this impact me? And I have a couple of updates and recommendations for people with regards to their cell phones. So the first recommendation I have is, if your cell phone does not have a password or some kind of protection, that's just a no-brainer. You really do need to protect your phone with a password. Secondly, there are now ways that you can encrypt your phone. There's a company called Silent Circle that's about to come out with a new fully encrypted cell phone called a dark phone. But there are other ways that you can do this as well. I know that the operating system, if you know how to jailbreak a phone, I know this is getting kind of technical, but it is possible to encrypt your phone so that if you see the flashing lights in your rearview mirror, or you're going through a checkpoint, or some reason you feel as though your personal information might be at risk, then you can simply turn your phone off and someone would not be able to get the data off of it without knowing the encryption password. There's another interesting case happening right now in the state of Massachusetts where there's a man who was accused of a crime. The police took his laptop and it's encrypted. Now, my computers are encrypted, and those of most privacy and security professionals privacy advocates I know, we all have encrypted hard drives. And this man did too. The police took the computer from him and demanded that he decrypt the hard drive. Now, he sued back and said, well, hang on a second, that's violating my Fifth Amendment right under the Bill of Rights, which is the right not to incriminate myself. This is where we get the phrase, I'm going to take the Fifth, meaning you have a right to simply say, I refuse to testify or answer those questions because you're asking me to be a witness against myself. So the same is also true for your laptop and your cell phone or really any other information you have. But here's an interesting twist to this case. Because this man admitted to the police that there was incriminating information on his laptop, that was a huge mistake, number one. And number two, because he admitted to the police that he had the encryption password in his head, huge mistake number two, they are now demanding that he decrypt that computer or basically rot in jail until he does. So now, what's the takeaway for us? If you encrypt your computer, first of all, and if your computer is taken from you by the authorities and someone demands that you decrypt it, there's two important things you must do. Number one, do not say anything about the contents of the computer. Nothing. Say nothing at all. I refuse to answer that question without a lawyer. I take the Fifth Amendment on this. I am not going to answer your question. And then if they say, well, we're noticing that your laptop is encrypted, do you have the key? Do not say yes or no. Simply say, I refuse to answer that question. Unless I speak to my lawyer, I take the Fifth on this. Had this man done those two things, then they could not require him to decrypt his laptop. Now, one other thing you need to know, all of these rules on warrants and searches and legal protections, they all go by the wayside when you are going through a customs checkpoint in or out of the United States of America. If you are in customs in the U.S. or any other country, they can take your laptop from you, they can download all of its contents, they can read all of its contents, and you have no rights to say no to that. So once again, if you're going to be traveling internationally, critically important, you must encrypt your laptop. You must encrypt your laptop, as you said, as I said, mine's encrypted. When I travel, even through airport security, I never go through the naked eyes, or I always refuse and get a pat down, but I have to take my laptop out and put it into the bin. Now they make you take it out separate from your bag, so it's going through the little x-ray machine. And I've never had this happen, but it is possible that when I refuse to have the naked eyesing scan and when I'm getting patted down, who knows, maybe I've been near fireworks or something, it's the 4th of July, and maybe their little testing thing goes, ooh, we're noticing explosives somewhere on something you're wearing or carrying, then at that point they could whisk my laptop away and download it. So the protection against this, once again, very important, encrypt your laptop. It's very easy to do, and by the way, decrypting it when I turn it on takes about 30 seconds, so it's not a big imposition. But if you have an encrypted laptop, you must not just suspend it. You have to literally turn it off. If it is just suspended and they take it from you, even if it's encrypted, they can read everything on it. The only way that an encrypted laptop is actually protected is when it's in the off state, because then when they turn it back on, they can't access the contents of the drive without decrypting it. So hopefully this is a little 101 lesson on protecting your personal private data on electronic devices when you travel or when you're just going about your daily business.
Well, you know, there's so much out there that the average individual really doesn't understand. And of course, some people will say, but why are you concerned? After all, if you have nothing to hide, then why do you want to hide it?
Well, you know, it's very interesting, Dr. Stan. I and my Spy Chips co-author, Liz McIntyre, we are launching our maiden article today on eHow. We are actually now columnists for eHow.com. And our first column is about how do websites know what you're doing, but our second column answers exactly that question. It is titled, I'm a Good Person, Why Should I Worry What They Know About Me? And in that article, which will be coming out next week, we gave a sort of a top to bottom list of why you should care. So here's some examples. If you've ever online complained about income taxes, if you've ever looked up or researched the Bill of Rights through Google or some other search engine other than StartPage, the one I helped create, if you have ever forwarded an email with a pro-life message in it, if you supported any third-party candidate like Ron Paul, Chuck Baldwin, or Bob Barr, if you watched or had any interest in the film America from Freedom to Fascism, which I actually starred in, or if you ever said publicly that you would oppose a government plan to microchip implant people with chips, then you are, if you've done any of these things, then you could be under government scrutiny as a potential militia member. Now, we know this because in 2009, there was a report called the MIAC report, the Missouri Information Awareness Center report, that was leaked. And this was a government fusion center document where law enforcement share information with each other. And they listed all of those things as being potential signs that someone is a domestic terrorist. Now, I was horrified because I think I could check yes to almost every item on that list, and I'm certainly no terrorist by any stretch. I've devoted my life to trying to help this country become a better place. I've helped author legislation. I've given government testimony before the FTC and state legislatures around the country. I was appointed by Governor John Lynch here in New Hampshire as an expert member of the RFID Study Commission for 2 years. I'm certainly no domestic terrorist, and yet, If I were not thoughtful about what I posted online, I suppose that someone could draw a completely erroneous picture. And then the question is, so if the government is watching this so closely, and we know they are, thanks to Ed Snowden, if they're watching it so closely, how could they abuse it? Well, here's a perfect example. What about the IRS marketing scandal against the conservative groups that got discrimination and mistreatment at the hands of the IRS when they wanted tax-exempt status? So regardless of your politics, the reality is whatever government is in power right now can and will use the information they can glean about you for their own political gain and to harm you. So I think it's very important that we all wake up and smell the coffee on this. This is why I helped to create the StartPage search engine. It's startpage.com. I hope nobody listening is still using Google. Just make StartPage your homepage. At StartPage, we submit your search to Google for you, so you still get the Google results, but you don't get the Google tracking. And we all know that Google is one of the companies that was sharing all of people's data with the NSA. So startpage.com is your alternative to that. And also, the email issue, if you complain about any of these things in email, and of course we all do, they're reading your email. And this is not conspiracy theory. This is right in the terms of service. Go to Yahoo's terms of service, and you'll see right there that they say that they perform content analysis, that they scan all the words and phrases in your email, and that they evaluate them. And I've even heard from some people who've said that their Yahoo accounts were closed down because they didn't like the sorts of things they were writing in private emails to their friends. So if you don't like that, and I don't think any of us should, then we are in the process of launching startmail.com. Startmail, not smartmail, because smart means spy. This is startmail, like start protecting your privacy. It's startmail.com. You can watch the video and see why we've created this product. But it's basically full PGP encryption that the NSA can't decipher. So in the same way I was talking about encrypting your smartphone, encrypting your laptop, you also need to encrypt your email. And when I say that, most people go, oh my gosh, how do I do that? Well, it used to be really hard, but with a StartMail account, it's literally just clicking the button that says encrypt this email, and the rest is taken care of. So I talk about this and more on my radio program. I do a live daily radio show from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern at my name, KatherineAlbrecht.com, or just KMAshow.com. And lots of archives, lots of information there. And please look for my new column up at eHow.com, which I'm super excited about.
And I think it's so difficult for the average American to understand that we are constantly being monitored. Everything we do is being checked. There really are people at the highest levels of our government who do want a surveillance society, who don't believe in individual freedom, who don't believe in the Constitution, and they are part of what I call the brotherhood that is using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. Until you can understand there really are wicked and evil people, in my estimation, at the highest levels of government, and they're monitoring everything you do and watching everything you do and listening to everything you do. I mean, you know, the average individual finds that almost impossible to believe, but it is absolutely true.
Well, and what's happened is the government is really tipped over into paranoia. You know, we're dealing with a completely paranoid government. And the problem is, the more paranoid the government becomes, the more they begin to stomp on people's liberties, and then the more people begin to resent them and have negative feelings about the government, and that then the more they realize that they're at risk because lots of people are hating them or trying to get around their excessive regulations or trying to find ways to vote certain people out of office or make political change, social change. Then the more they begin surveilling and trying to control to prevent that from removing them from office. So you get into a cycle in a nation where it's corruption and response and then surveillance and response and then corruption and response and it really becomes an arms race. The good news is we've got tools, StartPage, StartMail, dark silent circle, dark phones, encryption to fight back.
Hold on, we'll be back in just a moment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. ABC Consulting at 6019 East 163rd Avenue in Brighton reminds us, parents today can expect their children will be exposed to drugs. Experts say pick up information on the problem, educate yourself and your youngsters to the very real dangers of drug experimentation. This reminder is sponsored by AB Consulting, where they're proud to be a member of our business community and happy to be involved in this community awareness effort. That's AB Consulting at 6019 East 163rd Avenue in Brighton. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop honors our fighting men and women and all the veterans who have gone before you. We salute you and thank you for your sacrifice. Our prayers go with you and your families. This military tribute is from Fort Collins Radiator Shop at 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, call 482-6783. That's 482-6783. A staple in our community for over 46 years. Family owned and operated, Fort Collins Radiator Shop on the air because they care.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest, Catherine Albrecht. And certainly, if you have a question or comment.
Oh, yeah, a couple of things I want to mention, Dr. Stan. In fact, during that break, I was amazed. We just got a Supreme Court ruling on the Hobby Lobby Obamacare case. This is just breaking news literally within the last couple of minutes, so we don't have all the details. But the good news is it appears as though the Supreme Court has voted in favor of Hobby Lobby. Way to go. Let me read. This is from townhall.com. Just a little update here. In a victory for religious freedom, the Supreme Court today ruled 5-4. So this is a close ruling in favor of Hobby Lobby Stores, Inc. and Conestoga Wood Specialties Corp. in the case of Burwell versus Hobby Lobby. This used to be Sebelius versus Hobby Lobby, but when Kathleen Sebelius stepped down, it got renamed. So it's Burwell versus Hobby Lobby. The case was the strongest legal challenge to Obamacare since 2012. Justice Alito authored the majority opinion. Justice Kennedy wrote a concurring opinion. Justice Ginsburg wrote the dissent, joined by liberal justices, basically, Sotomayor, Breyer, and Kagan. The lawsuit name was updated following the retirement of Kathleen Sebelius. Hobby Lobby and Conestoga Wood Specialties both claimed that the mandate, the Obamacare mandate, violated their religious freedom. They both believe that certain forms of contraception induce abortion, which violates the religious convictions of their owners, and we're standing by for more on that opinion. So this is a huge case because Hobby Lobby was one of the number one companies to stand up to Obamacare and actually sue and be sued, I guess, because they refused to abide with some of the provisions of Obamacare. So another great victory, I think, for religious freedom in this country. There's one more. This one happened just last week where the court was looking at a so-called abortion protest buffer zone in the state of Massachusetts. There is a law that makes it a crime to stand on any public road or sidewalk within 35 feet of an abortion clinic within the state. This was contested all the way to the Supreme Court, who ruled last week that such a buffer zone is unconstitutional, that Massachusetts is going to have to strike down that law and allow people to stand wherever they want on a public sidewalk, regardless of how close they are to an abortion clinic. This means that they can hand out pamphlets, that they can provide on-site counseling to help advise women not to kill their babies. This is yet another truly, I think, positive ruling by a Supreme Court that seems to be moving more and more in a positive direction in recent, well, I'd say certainly in recent months and maybe even recent years.
Well, if anybody's out there in the listening audience has a question or comment, our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. And once again, would you like to get your web page out and how people can get in touch with you? And listen to your radio program as well, of course.
Oh, my website, yes. KMAshow.com is my website where I do a daily radio program from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. You could also look it up at my name, KatherineAlbrecht.com. That's Catherine with a K. It might be a little easier just to look up KMAshow.com, though. And, of course, the websites that I help to create in order to put my money where my mouth is and not just talk about privacy but actually help people protect their privacy, that is StartPage.com, the fully private third-party certified search engine that's been private since 2009 and returns 100% pure Google results with total privacy. You can add it to your browser. You can make it your homepage, startpage.com. We're serving over 5.5 million searches a day privately right now. It's a drop in the bucket compared to Google, but it's an awful lot of people who have made the switch away from Google and Yahoo and Bing and those other search engines that spy on you to total privacy. By the way, when you search with StartPage, no record whatsoever is made of the things you search for. So if you want to search for pro-life rulings, which I guess the MIAC report would say could make you a domestic terrorist, even though the Supreme Court is backing you up, if you want to search for those sorts of things privately, please don't go to Google, Yahoo, or Bing. Please go to startpage.com. We don't record what you search for. We take your search. We submit it anonymously to Google. They never see you. They only see us. They don't know who asked the question. They return the results. We give them to you privately. Then we delete all records of your visit, and we delete your IP address. So at the end of the day, and not even the end of the day, at any point during the day, if somebody were to ask us who's using your system, we could not tell them. In fact, your IP address, which reveals your geographic location and the computer that you're on potentially, never even hits our servers. We overwrite it with zeros before it even hits our record-keeping system. So totally private, startpage.com. And then, of course, private email, which I think may even be more important because this is where we're sharing very personal details. Whoops. That is at startmail.com, startmail.com.
All right. We have a caller. And who's calling in?
Hi. Good morning. This is Anne, and I wanted to ask her, when I do Google searches, it depends on sometimes what machine I'm on. Sometimes it takes me, like if I'm searching the Shanghai Cooperation Organization and I'm and on my own computer, I don't get as good a result as if I'm like at a another place that doesn't do the conservative or the constitutional searches that I do. How does that affect the results that I get from you? I mean, have they already kind of labeled you as a, you know, constitutionalist, and so that you won't get quite as deep, or it takes longer to get the pages? Like sometimes I've gone to the 25th page just to get what I used to be able to get, like on the first or the second page.
Exactly. You're raising a really important point. What you're referring to is the Google filter bubble. There's the best-selling book. I'm not sure what that beeping is, but there's a best-selling book out called The Filter Bubble by Eli Pariser that actually gives details about how Google does this. But here's the scoop. Google is censoring people's search results. It's hard to believe, but they are censoring your search results. If you are a person who holds a conservative or constitutional or libertarian or liberal or progressive beliefs, whatever your beliefs are, you will find that Google will only return beliefs that fit within your pre-existing belief structure. The reason for this, Google says it's doing it to make your life easier so that you'll find the things you want to find right away. But I believe that there is a more sinister outcome from this. And what this is that I'll give you a perfect example. If you sit down at Thanksgiving and you want to talk about Monsanto, well, everyone listening to your program, Dr. Stan, and to this radio program, they all know that Monsanto's genetic modification of food causes all sorts of health problems in animals that eat GMO feed. It causes health problems in humans that eat them. It's vastly unpopular, and we have nothing but bad things to say about Monsanto. It's a Roundup pesticide and herbicides and all of these things that Monsanto is doing. However, if you're sitting down at a Thanksgiving meal and your father-in-law is sitting there, And he's saying, what are you talking about? Monsanto's great because he's got investments, and his investment company is investing in Monsanto just for the returns. And then you both go to your respective Google accounts. You'll say to him, no, it's terrible. He'll say, no, it's great. And then, well, go Google it. Go look it up. If you each go on your own computers and look up Monsanto, you will see nothing but negative news, and he will see nothing but positive news. Oh, they're expanding, they're growing, they're returning great investments to their investors, they're helping to create golden rice in Asia. So this does not happen with StartPage. The reason StartPage doesn't do that is we get their syndicated feed, which is not personalized and doesn't censor. So StartPage breaks us out of the filter bubble.
All the thoughts will be right back.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I stand back here. I just helped Albrecht, and we're just talking about how Google can do it different because if you are pro Google, if you are pro something, why they will give you the response you want. If you're anti, they'll give you the other response. Ladies and gentlemen, Google is monitoring everything you do and keeping that information for the government. They know all of your thoughts. Why? Well, because, of course, we're moving, in my estimation, towards a total dictatorship, which was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. Is our caller still on the line?
Yeah, I wanted to ask, for me, it's the reverse. It's harder for me to find the information. They make it more difficult. It's, you know, I've got to go through 25 pages before I get the information I used to be able to get. And the other thing is, could you spell your name?
Wait a minute. Let's get the first question answered. Our caller is saying that basically she has to go through 25 pages to get the information she wants.
Well, so let me see if I can drill this down. So you're saying that when you search on the computer that you normally use for information that you used to be able to find, that now it's become harder to find, but if you switch over to somebody else's computer, that the information comes to you right away?
Yes.
Yeah, and well, here's what has me a little bit concerned is that one of the worries, if Google is serving, if first of all, let's back up. If Google has the ability, which they do, to censor, tailor, and cherry pick or hand pick specific information for you personally based on what they know about you, then that I think should send chills down everybody's spine, because I have to say, nowadays, when we want to research something, we don't go to the library and check out 10 books. We go on Google and we look at 10 links. So Google really is the gatekeeper to the information that we obtain when we research. And this is a very, very, very powerful position for Google to be in. It's a form of mind control, because what goes into your mind is the information that you are able to access. So I'm not sure what kind of information that you're searching for, but could it not be possible, and I don't have reason to believe this other than it certainly seems plausible, that Google could reach a point where they say, hey, listen, certain kinds of people just probably don't do well when they access certain kinds of information. So let's make sure that those kinds of people access this other kind of information that would be more helpful to them to become more socially adjusted or more helpful for them to become more middle of the road or maybe to drop some of their views. I haven't seen this happen, but it is a big concern. What I have seen happen and what I am aware of is that Google in China, under request by the Chinese government, actually censors information for all of the population of China on Tiananmen Square. So if you're in China and you search for Tiananmen Square, you will not see the pictures you'll see in the U.S. of protesters shot in the back with hollow point bullets and blood running on the pavement. You will never see any of that through Google within China. You'll see a completely different set of results with the park hours and happy families picnicking in the park and the background on the statues there. But you won't even know that the 83 massacre, that I don't have the date, but 1980s massacre in Tiananmen Square, you won't even know it happened. So it's as though Google has censored an entire event out of history, removed it altogether. So if they can do that for China, what can they do here in the U.S.? What could they be doing to manipulate our search results, and what is the effect of that? Huge question. And these filter bubbles, what they do is they create vast divisions among the American people. Instead of us being able to have normal conversations and understand one another, we instead conclude that that person over there isn't even worth bothering with because they can't even see common sense. If I tell my father-in-law who invests in Monsanto, listen, look them up, they're doing bad things, and he comes back and says, no, they're not, you're an idiot. And I say, no, you're an idiot. Not that I'd say that to my father-in-law. But I could envision people having this kind of conversation, saying, how could we look at the same evidence and reach such different conclusions? The reality, we're looking at different evidence. And well, this is important because it divides us, and divide and conquer is one of the keys of any totalitarian government. Keep people in fear, keep people suspicious of one another so that you can go on doing what you do best.
And did Google do that bubble filtering on Tiananmen Square in China, or is that another company in China?
No, that's Google. Google Google was told point blank by the Chinese government, you either censor this kind of information that we consider to be dangerous to the government, either you censor it or you don't do business in our country. And so Google really was against kind of a rock and a hard place there, just like they were with the NSA when the NSA said turn over back doors to all of your data. You know, in the case of China, Google only had two choices. They could have either quit being in China altogether and lose that huge market, or they could comply and just filter that stuff away. But the real concern is that they have the ability to do that. So now let me get to Start Page. So if you search with Start Page, we don't have some special Start Page answers. We subscribe. We pay a small micro payment to Google, very small payment, for something called their syndicated feed. And Google's syndicated feed is generic information that hasn't been modified for the left or the right or anybody else. It's just the standard feed that you used to get before they started doing this this filter bubble. So if you don't want Google results at all, though, and there are times when I'll search with Start Page, get the Google results and go, you know, I'm not finding what I'm looking for, we have a second sister search engine that many people prefer. It's called IxQuick, I-X, and then the word quick, I-X. Q-U-I-C-K at ixquick.com. It's got all the same privacy protections, third-party certified, no IP address recorded, etc., except it returns search results from everybody but Google. So what I've found is if I'll search on Start Page, which is my home page, and I use it for 99% of my searches, but every once in a while I go, why am I not finding what I'm looking for? And I'll head over to IxQuick, and boom, there it is in my first or second search result. So I think using a combination of the two, Start Page and IxQuick, is a very powerful way to get the search results you want and totally avoid Big Brother.
And how do you spell your last name?
My last name is Albrecht, and there's a C-H-T at the end. It's A-L-B-R-E-C-H-T, Albrecht. And my website, KatherineAlbrecht.com, that's my radio show, or KMA, those are my initials, KMAshow.com.
And let me put in a plug for Radio Liberty. Every third of Wednesday of every month, why Catherine's with us on our afternoon program.
Okay. And we've been doing that for years, Dr. Stan. We've been doing that literally for years and years.
I always look forward to it.
I do, too.
All right. Do you have a parting thought for just about all this time?
My parting thought. Well, gosh, I want to leave people with optimism because I don't like feeling pessimistic. We are developing stronger and better tools. It is an arms race, but with the Supreme Court maybe kind of on our side a little bit, I think the future is looking better and better because the tools are getting better.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and we hope you enjoyed the program with Catherine. But basically, the impression to understand is our government, does not do these things. There is another government out there. I call it the Brotherhood. And they control both the Republican and the Democrat Party. They control the wealth of our nation. They control the six major banks that control 67% of the financial assets of our country, and that allows them to control almost all of the 100 major corporations. And since they have their people planted in the media, they control the six major corporations that control 90% of the media outlets in America. And they are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. Why do you think we have 800 to 1,000 military bases throughout the world? Why do you think we have an embassy in Baghdad with over 10,000 people there? Do you think that's to protect America? Are you really that gullible to understand that nothing is that appears to be? Reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. And you have to help us get the information out. And we do this 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. If you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us do what we do, why give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And certainly you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Why, you can certainly buy the products that we offer, the health products, the other various products that we offer, the soap products. Anything that generates funds, we take no salary for what we do. Both my wife and I work 12 hours a day or more to maintain our network. We've been doing this for over 20 years. We're getting to that end of the time. We're not going to be able to do it too much longer, but as long as God gives us the ability, why we will be here. I should mention that although we will be here this week, we're taking Friday off, and then we're going to take off most of the following week, and then we'll be back. We don't want you to think we've died or something, but we will be gone certainly on 4th of July and then most of the following week. And then if we do hope, if you're in a position to join the Major Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. You can go there. You can watch many of our DVDs. You can listen to our radio program on the Internet. And that's the most convenient way for many people to listen to our program. Certainly, we do have a shortwave and AM and FM stations. But if you can certainly get onto the Internet and get a good connection, why, you can listen.